This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Mike Ross. Here's a segment from our show, live from Studio 5, that airs weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Friday edition of the show, which means it's a Freestyle Friday. Charlie Puth and One Call Away, kicking off this segment of AMI at the Movies. And today on this segment, entertainment critic Michael McNeely joins us to preview the new Netflix movie about Ted Bundy. It's called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. And this is the first time that we've actually previewed anything on Netflix specifically. The film opens today on Netflix with audio description and closed captioning. Michael joins us on the line from Toronto alongside his intervener, Sarah. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thank you.
So for those of us who don't know, can you tell, and before we get into the film, for those of us who don't know about him, can you tell us about who Ted Bundy was?
I think that's the question that everybody is wondering. Even though we may know about him, we just don't know exactly what drove him or what motivated him to do the, I guess I would have to say, the extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile things that he's done. So he is one of the most notorious serial killers in the United States. He was electrocuted in 1989, and according to the Wikipedia page, we still don't know how many murders that he has committed. We may never know, and but we have estimated it at 30 women murdered and sexually assaulted and other despicable things, of course, but what was interesting about Ted Bundy was that he didn't really look like a stereotypical serial killer. He was extremely good-looking. So we'll get into that as we continue.
Now, this movie is based off the memoir from a former girlfriend of his, Elizabeth Klepfer. Can you tell us more about that and describe exactly what the film captures?
Yes, I believe the film is going to capture just a moment before Ted Bundy is arrested. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. But I think his girlfriend, she's a single mom. She's been really happy that Ted Bundy's been around to support her and their growing family. I believe she has a daughter and he's a stepfather. But essentially, she's just madly in love with Ted Bundy, and she's just obsessed with him, and more or less doesn't look at what's really happening or doesn't see the signs that he is a serial killer. So I'm guessing, you know, there's evidence around, but she just doesn't pay attention to it, or she's in willful blindness. And so what's going to happen in this film is that she's going to discover exactly those despicable things that he's doing, and she's going to have to come to terms with it.
And who stars in the film?
Who stars in the film? Well, we have Zac Efron and we have Lily Collins. We also have some interesting character actors that you may remember, like Holly Toole-Osmond from The Sixth Sense. And we also have John Malkovich and Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory, who's probably looking for another job now, or maybe not, because he has all the money in the world. But at least he can do a lot of other things other than Big Bang Theory.
Now, this film has Zac Efron in the film, and he had a lead role in High School Musical back in 2006, now starring as a serial killer. It's a little strange. What can we expect from his performance in this film?
Well, I think everyone can do challenging roles, and I think Zac Efron is just challenging himself with this one. Also, I was just looking at the picture of Ted Bundy, and I do see a striking resemblance between Zac Efron as he gets a bit older to what Ted Bundy looked like just before he died. So it's kind of a fascinating choice, but I think Zac Efron can certainly act. He's done other challenging roles. He played Orson Welles, and he was in The Paperboy, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's just a matter of pushing yourself and All he has to do is be a psychopath some of the time, and in the West of it, he can be charming, which is exactly what a psychopath does. So I think he's got that covered.
Now, you've got a clip for us today. Can you set up the scene for us?
Yes, so I think the clip is going to be showing Zac Efron, Ted Bundy's character, basically needing to leave, and he's going to have to explain why he's leaving to his family.
Let's roll the clip.
Can we get ice cream later?
That is such a good idea, and I wish I could, but I can't. I'm sorry, I have to pull an all-nighter tonight at the law library.
All-nighter?
Yeah, I gotta make sure I'm the most prepared attorney in the courtroom once my trial starts.
Ted shrugs, and Liz leans close.
Why did she pick you out of the lineup?
My lawyer found out that the police showed her my picture beforehand. Twice. Of course I looked familiar.
Great clip there, and I'm curious about the direction of this film. Who directed it, and how does that this film compare to other projects that director's been involved with?
Yeah, so it's directed by Joe Bullinger, and Joe Bullinger, other than directing the Blair Witch Project 2, which I will never see in my lifetime, or any other lifetime, I hope. But he directs two crime stories. He also does biographies of criminals. And so I think he's also the one that's responsible for giving us the Ted Bundy tapes. And so I think he just has a particular interest in Ted Bundy and other serial killers. So I think we can just expect a very informative, fact-based drama, basically.
Have you heard any reviews or critical reception for this film?
Yes, well, I'm still waiting to hear some more reviews because the film just came out on Netflix today. In fact, you can go and turn it on right now. It's on Netflix, at least from Toronto time. But the film reviews from the film festivals have been somewhat mixed. But I think we just need to wait for more critical reviews because I don't know if Netflix provided screeners to the critics and the fans. But essentially, we're looking at about a 60 to 70% rating on RottenTomatoes.com. And if people seem to be okay with Zac Efron's performance, but a lot of critics think that it's just the same old story that they've heard 1,000 times before, but with other killers, of course.
Now, there's been some controversy around this film since its world premiere at Sundance Film Festival in January. What are some of the issues that surround this movie?
Yeah, so I think people were just shocked that somebody like Zac Efron would play a notorious serial killer, and I think they're just being I guess maybe a bit too overly critical because I think everyone has the ability to act and take on different roles. They just thought that he was too handsome and they thought the film was too much of a glorification of good looks and of violence against women, which obviously is a problem when you start doing movies about serial killers. But it depends. It's got to be certain about whether or not this glorifies violence or is a respectful representation.
Now, back in January, Netflix released a documentary called Conversations with a Killer, the Ted Bundy Tapes. Now, that documentary coincides with the 30th anniversary of his death, and now we've got this film. Why do you suppose there's a general fascination with the killer next door?
Yes, I think we've always been interested in people who don't follow the rules. We sometimes like to romanticize them as rebels, or we like to wonder what it would be like to be someone who doesn't have the same sense of morality that we seem to be defined by or constrained by. I'm not saying that we all want to go out and be serial killers, of course, please don't quote me on that. But I'm saying that sometimes we wonder about the thin line between what we do from a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, how someone like Ted Bundy can do what he's doing, and somehow, seemingly, get away with it for so long. You know, in fact, I've just been reading about him today, and he was a law student, and he worked in a suicide hotline, and he wrote pamphlets about crime prevention, which I think is the greatest irony in the world. And I think we just wonder how people can pull that off successfully. And so I think it's always been something that we're fascinated by.
Michael, what are your thoughts about this film? Is it one that you plan on watching? And do you think a lot of people will be following along and watching it as well?
I think I might watch it with a friend. But I think we've seen this kind of story before. There's been lots of films and shows about serial killers. And I didn't watch the Ted Bundy tapes because I didn't really feel comfortable with watching them. So I think it's just a matter of whether or not a friend wants to watch it, and then I'd be willing to give it a try. But other than that, I'm more likely to watch Mindhunter Season 2. So that's basically my perspective.
All right. Michael, thank you very much. A pleasure having you on the show. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Michael McNeely, an entertainment critic based in Toronto, talking about Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. The movie opened today on Netflix. It's available with audio description and closed captioning if you need to adjust your settings on the Netflix player. And I want to thank Daniel Penamondo for helping me out yesterday in figuring out how to change the closed captioning features on Netflix. I have it on my TV. It's built into my smart TV, but I was not able to adjust it on the television. I had to go online, log into my Netflix account in order to make that adjustment. There are all kinds of adjustments you can make to your closed captioning features, but it has to be done on a laptop or on a desktop computer, not through your smart TV. Just a heads up, I did not know that until Daniel filled me in.
You've been listening to Live from Studio 5. Make sure to subscribe to Live from Studio 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a rating and review.